Welcome to The Restoration of Samantha Jones, a non-linear memoir audio experience. Part audiobook, part podcast, all spiritual medicine. First, Samantha takes us through her life chapter by chapter with vulnerability, honesty, and gorgeous storytelling. From her childhood to today and everything in between, Samantha talks about the challenges we all face and uses her own journey of healing to light the darkness we all walk on. Samantha invites you to see yourself in her stories, and she invites you to feel inspired and explore your life out of the box and walk the walk with her, wildly embracing the freedom and life you deserve. This is The Restoration of Samantha Jones.
Hi, I'm Samantha Jones Darling. I'm 45, I'm a grid worker, an explorer of life on Earth, and through many lifetimes, a storyteller. I left America in early 2017 on a mission of strength. My goal was to learn how to love being alone, to radiate with the confidence I saw coming from inside others, and to stand in my own power, unwavering. I was so inspired that I left America with a backpack, no hair dryer, and a naive courage moving me into my own hero's journey. I didn't know how many battles there would be or that I would be gone so long. I didn't know that I would find hard lessons in every beautiful location and that this small step in 2017 was actually the first big step into finding my true self and my larger purpose. I didn't have any idea what would happen, and I didn't intend to go anywhere that I have. I wanted to investigate the world on my own terms, without the influence of anyone. The plan was no plan, and I got what I ordered from the universe, the unscripted experience, the raw and real experience, the messy, sweaty, sexy, lonely, dirty mountaintop, blindly seeking lessons and unbridled joy experience, the cleanse, the rebuild, the after, the beauty, the relief, the peace. The never-ending story that is my spiritual nomadic life in service to myself, Source, and you, the collective. I lived in Indonesia, the United Kingdom, Croatia, Mexico, the US, of course, and I've traveled extensively while based in each place. I've explored healing modalities, I've dined at the best local restaurants, I've laughed with the most interesting people, and I've suffered through my relentless dark nights of the soul alone. I explored myself to restore myself. And now I'm here to tell my story, a story of a woman who's broken free from the boxes of supposed to, living small, the patriarch, and fitting in. After 41 years of following the worn path of Earth designed by men, I stepped off their trail. I embraced my job as a grid worker, living 2 to 6 months at a time in each place. My guidance on where to next now comes from my angelic team. My life is a spiritual scavenger hunt with unknown magical prizes, and Source is my game master. I demonstrate my free will daily. Living the buffet principle, the 80-20 rule, the four agreements is my Bible. Truth is the spiritual blood that keeps my heart beating. And I am my only authority. I have continually taken my power back from the world around me, and I question everything. A natural investigator, it is my deep pleasure to learn, and a natural guide, it is my gift to teach. I'm a 2% of the population rare bird, a triple Scorpio, a projector of the 5-in-1 self-projected kind, and an INFJ, like Gandhi, Eleanor Roosevelt, Plato, and Carl Jung. What does all of that mean? Why is it relevant? Because I was designed to explore, to feel the world's experiences, process them through my big heart, filter them through my problem-solving brain, and speak the wisdom and guidance through my truth-laden voice. I have a talent for helping others with original solutions to their personal challenges. I feel at a depth foreign to many, and I'm an insightful visionary. I possess an intrinsic drive to do what I can to make the world a better place, and I live a meaningful life with deep connections that deliciously nourish my soul. From 2016 to today, I've lived and died 47,000 times. I've walked through the fire of my past, and I've danced, cried, eaten, slept, laughed, and been amazed all over Earth. I've said yes in the spirit of, when will I ever get a chance to do this again? I've said yes because I'm here to taste and feel everything. I've said yes because I wanted to heal. I've said yes because I wanted to learn. And I've said yes because I've wanted to be loved. I also learned to say no. No to their way, no to the expected way, no to anything that didn't resonate with who I was in that moment. In 2016, when I first picked up my pen to write, almost immediately I heard my voice say, "I think I'm writing a book." My voice stuck in my own head, and I followed my own authority and wrote a book called The Buffet Principle. The Buffet Principle is the story of my trauma, the story of my year in substance abuse recovery, and the story of me saving myself the first time. I wrote it while I traveled the world. I wrote it while I was suffering from a growing illness. I wrote it to share light for others still in that dark pain of self-abuse. 2 weeks before publication, after the cover had been designed, after the layout had been set, after 1 million edits had been made, I had to kill the project with basically no explanation. For weeks leading up to it, my body had been filled with anxiety more and more each day. The launch team couldn't see me anymore. I felt like it wasn't a complete story, and mostly it wasn't everything I needed to say. I was limited, I was stifled, and I was still in my own box of fear. Stepping into the fire of the unknown again, I pulled the project back into my womb of creation and waited, impatiently, for a clue of what to do now with all of my powerful words. Scared, a little ashamed, yet full of faith, I forged ahead and kept writing more chapters of my life. I left Croatia for America on my book launch tour that was now a long visit with friends, and decided to spend some time in California. Here's where things get really intense, as if I needed more of that. After a week of driving up the PCH, looking for a ping of energy that said, this is it, this is our spot, I was willing to go all the way to Portland if needed. My experience was changed significantly, as was everyone's, on March 9th. The day the stay-in-place order happened and I was quarantined indefinitely and alone in a cabin in Carmel. I was ready to join the tribe again. I was ready to plant myself, to grow things, to settle into a supportive community. I knew that without a doubt this pandemic was for us, and I heard myself say, "Okay, let's go even deeper." And I did. Between the constant movement of my homeless existence that I tried to love, going from Airbnb to Airbnb for 6 awful months, I hired online coaches and spiritual guides to help me break free and restore even more. I watched and mourned as others published their books. I took classes, I painted, I cried, I danced, I cooked, and I bought a trampoline. I made YouTube videos and I Zoomed with friends worldwide. I found underground networks of healers still working, and I continued my personal journey with a new fire of gratitude and relent. And along the way, I finally heard the invitation to speak. The world had been asking me for years, but I didn't hear it. "Samantha, I love your voice." "Samantha, you should start a podcast." "Samantha, you're a self-projected projector." "Samantha, I love your stories." I saw what I was meant to do staring me in the face, and I had been working through my past and breaking free of even more limitations put upon me to get here. I asked myself, what do I want to offer? What feels beautiful and exciting for me? It was important that I create from a place of passion and service to my highest good, and not to feed the matrix of consumerism, algorithms, voyeurism, or sameness that is plaguing and limiting our lives today. offering one story at a time felt right. This way I can share everything about it fully and feel complete. Telling it in no particular order also felt best, as life is often a remembrance in the moment of today's experiences. I wanted to offer it in pieces so you could have one snack at a time or create your own meal from the buffet of stories available. Inviting people from the story to share their perspectives also felt exciting, scary, and supportive, so I did that too. The process of doing this work was the healing journey as much as the stories I tell are. The cultivation of my show was the cultivation of my best life. The creation of this art has inspired my life, and my life has inspired this art. I did this for us. This is my gift, my job, my never-ending story, the restoration of Samantha Jones.